Yeah, Jesper.
How are you?
Good man.
Well,
I've
got some.
I might just get you a little whisker beer. I don't want something growing out your head, so that's good. Okay. And camera's rolling.
Fire away, guys.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to Alistair. Great to sign up a 3-year contract with a developing footy club. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So I was very happy, very comfortable. Signed a 3-year deal, and I reckon the club's heading in the right direction. So I jumped on board.
At the start of the year, obviously had those injury issues. You're back fit and healthy now.
Yeah, feeling confident and comfortable. Been training pretty well and getting throughout the games well. So feeling confident and ready to go.
Do you think that'll be just a gradual process, just to keep building and build that match fitness, as you said?
Yeah, definitely. So I had a good pre-season. I think I'd done 98% of pre-season, so I was fit and ready. A bit of a hiccup, as you do get in football. So, 3-4 weeks off and, come back and feeling really good and, just getting that match fitness back, which I think I've got.
What's the focus been this week, mate? Three losses on the trot. What does Ken try to drill into you?
Just keep going at it. We know it's just not going to turn straight away, but we're just keeping at it, keep training well. And that's what we have been doing the last couple of weeks, been training well, and we just got to bring that up out on the track and, be consistent with our efforts.
So it's a matter of still applying a risk-taking footy like in the last couple of years. Execution hasn't been quite there, but
execution hasn't been there, but we're not gonna shy away from Port Adelaide football. We're gonna still play as hard and as fast as we can, and so we're just gonna keep focusing on that and come away with it, hopefully.
You feel like you've got a sort of home team advantage being an adopted home team side?
Nah, I don't think we have an advantage, so I think it's nice and even, and Melbourne is in great nick, and it's going to be a good hard challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
It's the Indigenous round. How important is it, I guess, as an Indigenous player?
Yeah, so for an Indigenous player, it's we feel very privileged being out on the field and representing Indigenous people. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And with Chad Wingard's Guernsey, very proud and can't wait to put it on.
And I guess Chad Wingard will be keen to make an impact because he got. Concussed last season or last year in the corresponding game. So
he'll be looking to have a full quarter effort and bring out his best and play his role for the team. So like I said before, with his Guernsey and his family, he'll be wrapped for us boys to chuck it on and play out here.
Are you still on edge, Jarman, in terms of getting a weekly game, or are you feeling like you're in it now, you're in the team?
I don't think you ever feel like you're in the team. You just got to keep playing consistent football and playing your role throughout the season. So you just sort of try to focus week by week and play your role and try to get the job done.
Might not be a bad thing to feel on edge.
Yeah, definitely.
Pushing you a bit.
Yeah, it keeps you on board and keeps you wanting to get better. So that's all you can.
You talked about attacking and taking the game on, but from day one, Ken always talked about it all starts with defence. Is that still the cornerstone, and are you doing that well enough?
Yeah, so probably haven't been doing that well enough coming off a few losses, but we say that our defence is good, but it's not where it should be. So that's what we're our main sort of focus. One of our main focuses is come in and defend well.
The problem with Adam Goods at the MCG and games in Victoria, as an Aboriginal man, do you feel there's a racial undertone to that, or do you think there are other reasons that it's happening?
No, I don't think there's any racial tones or anything like that. Not quite sure why they'll be booing Adam Goods, but I'm sure that it'll be all good and all taken care of soon enough.
Are there any particular challenges you face playing in Alice Springs apart from the flies?
Yeah, I just noticed that talking to you guys actually. There's buzzing around, but I think we're pretty comfortable. Pretty ready for the game. It's going to be nice warm weather, sort of the same temperature as it is now, but we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great match and can't wait really.
So what are you expecting? A fast game of footy. Melbourne got a bit of midfield pace outside as well, and it's a fast track. Yeah. So should suit you guys as well.
Yeah, it looks good. Like I said before, Melbourne, they've been playing some really good strong footy. They're really strong inside. we got to bring our best defense, and we got to be hard on the inside as well to match it with them. Yeah, it's going to be a great hard match, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. Thanks.